This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler, and welcome him today. As always, phone lines are open, 537-1350, toll-free, 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. I know last month we took a month off from this, but we have opening soons in Manhattan. I'm sure you have a lengthy list since we skipped a month, but people always enjoy hearing about what's now open, what's opening soon, and that type of thing, Lyle.
Yeah, we usually give July and December off to our crew that tries to tabulate all of these things. So we didn't have a report last month, but we're back. And, you know, there's still things, new things happening and new stores expanding and people coming to Manhattan and looking at our marketplace. But just some of the things that we usually start out with, some things that have just in the last since we have visited that have opened already or have changed locations. Now open is Quartz Countertops, and that is in the West Loop Shopping Center at 8200 Southport Drive. And then we just did a ribbon cutting. Creche is a daycare facility in our community that's been on the west side of Manhattan out by Grand Mere, and they opened a second location in Heritage Square, which is off of Highway 24. And we just did the ribbon cutting for them last week. And so for folks that are on the east side of Manhattan or the west side of Pottawatomie County, it's a great convenient location if they have children that want to go into the daycare. So they're open. And I think that they still had last week when we did the ribbon cutting a few openings left. So if people are still looking for some daycare, they might call Creche. And again, they do have two locations, one on the west side and their new one on the east side of Manhattan. Smoothie King has opened where the UPS store was in the West Loop Shopping Center. And UPS store just moved around the corner there in the West Loop Shopping Center. So some things are good. We have another place that's opened. It's called Nine Round at 17th and Fort Riley Boulevard. And so that I think is a gaming place that has opened. Then we get into lots of things. We're going to move over to the Aggieville area. A lot of people continue to ask about the Dusty bookshelf. And there have been some, and I know you have Brad Clausen on, so he may have more of the updates on that. But they have been doing some cleaning out of that, and a lot of people are concerned for parking in and around Aggieville, and the sidewalk is blocked there. And I understand from the city that they'll be doing some things there to improve the parking and to get that fencing back closer to the wall areas there. And still a little bit in limbo as to exactly what finally is going to be happening there. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see. That it's a complicated deal when there's a fire because their insurance companies are involved. Obviously the city is involved, and there's lots of things. And they've had structural engineers in because I think a lot of people would like to see some of the exterior walls saved. So it's not just an easy process, and so I think we're just going to have a little bit more patience, and perhaps Brad, when he's on again, will be able to give you the latest update on that. Then Acme Paint, or Acme Print, I'm sorry, is going into 622 North Manhattan Avenue, and AJ's Pizza is going in at 1119 Morrow Street. And Orange Sky Yoga is a relocation, and they're going to 1207 Morrow Street. And Johnny Caw's Yard Bar is at 1213 Morrow Street. That's the old Rusty's Outback location is being remodeled for that. Right across the street from what people call the core of Aggieville in the Bluemont Hotel, Clubhouse Realty is going there. Their signs just went up, I think, late last week. And also Clubhouse Realty Staging Company. And that is at 1212 Bluemont Avenue. So that is, they should be opening soon at that location. It's been in the media. It was before the city a month or so ago. But there's a multi-tenant building that is going to be going up at 1205 Bluemont Avenue. And in fact, a lot of people, it's at the corner of Bluemont and North 12th Street. And there are four older homes, or there were rentals really, that have been torn down now. And that's going to be loft apartments. There'll be 37 units there. So a lot of people have said, what's happening at that location? So that is now under construction. And let's see, we move from the Aggieville area over around the the airport. I think the only thing right now going on at the airport is the old fixed-based operation location. The city airport administration offices are going to be moving in there, so they've been in that building doing some minor alterations in preparation for the city airport offices to move at that location. Downtown, we're getting very close to Via Christi, their outpatient clinic, which is the old Ray's Apple Market location downtown at 2222 North 6th Street. We've got a ribbon cutting scheduled for later in September, so that work continues to move on. A lot of people are excited to see that the old Four Olives location in the downtown is going to be opening a new restaurant there at that location, based out of Wichita, Kansas, Wine Dive. And again, that's at the former Four Olives location. And right now they're looking at an October 1st opening. They also hope to have some outside dining there, which Four Olives did not have. And so so we're looking forward to having them located in our community. Hayden Orthodontics is going to be locating in the future at 514 Humboldt Street, and they hope to have that accomplished by December of 2017. And then downtown at 316 and 318 Points Avenue, some tenant alterations are going on for a place called Home Fusion. And so that's exciting. WTC, which is a company out of Wamego, has opened a second location in Blue Earth Plaza, and they have opened an office there. They're also putting in fiber optics for businesses throughout the entire community, and so they opened an office here. Again, the company is based out of Wamego. The Riley County Senior Center at 301 North 4th Street has been doing some alterations at that location. So a lot of activities at the Senior Center to improve the kitchen and some other things going on there. Moving to Fort Riley Boulevard, American Family agent John Harper is relocating to 701 Fort Riley Boulevard. Then also on 10th and Fort Riley Boulevard, the city has been working very hard to have a Southeast Neighborhood Recreation Center put there right next to the Douglas Center, and have a major expansion and have some basketball courts and things like that. So that's going to be great. Because they're getting that through a grant, there's a long process. And so they hope to have construction starting in early 2018. So it's a little ways off, but there's a lot of work and for that program, but it'll be exciting to have some additional indoor recreation facilities for that part of our community. If we jump way back out to the northwest side of town in Grand Mere, we've talked about this before, but there's a housing development called Hartford Hill, and that's underway out there. There is Joint Fit Chiropractic is going to be relocating from Candlewood to 2004 Clock Tower Place. And then Colbert Hills has, I haven't really talked about this, I mean, and there's no imminent construction, but Colbert Hills, the golf course itself, is looking at doing some expansion right now. Of course, they have their K-State golf facility that's out there, because that's the home course for K-State. But Colbert Hills is a public golf course that's been there since 2000, and a lot of development's going out there. And of course, they've got Colbert Hills Restaurant, which again is a public restaurant that's open to the public, but they've developed a master plan and they have a long-term plan where they'd like to put some actual event space out there. They actually do have a lot of weddings and events, and so they've talked about doing that. Also expanding their K-State golf facility out at the Colbert Hills, and so nothing is imminent. They're doing they've just introduced that, and they're going to be doing some fundraising from donors to help make some of those things happen. So down the road, we may get a little better idea of what may develop there. There's another housing development going on in the Grand Mere area is called Prairie Village, and that's by Schultz Construction. And so they've got two different types of residential areas they're putting the infrastructure in right now. First Christian Church is going out in the Grand Mere area. They've bought the land, and they're working on their final plans. And I don't have a time frame yet of but I noticed that some ground was staked out there the other day when I was by, so they're maybe getting imminent. They're located right now currently in downtown Manhattan. And so they intend to relocate there. They're also, when they do build the church, they've also just recently been before the city, and they're going to have a daycare center as part of their church out in that location.
You know, they've had parking concerns where they're located now. So
right. Mm-hmm. So this will give them some real opportunities. Over on Highway 24, there's going to be, we talked about the Heritage development, which we talked about the Creche Daycare Center, which is on the south side, and that's called Heritage South. And on the north side of Highway 24, where the traffic light is, there's undeveloped land, and it is called Heritage North. And you're going to see some infrastructure in the not-too-distant future start going into that location. And it's going to be a mixed-use development, so we understand that there's going to be some office and some commercial in that location, and they have some tenants that they'll be announcing that will be going in there in the not-too-distant future. But people should start seeing some infrastructure going in Heritage Square North. Let's see.
Should we take a break?
We can take a break. That might be a good,
let's do that.
Good pause.
918 with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler. And again, 537-1350. If you have questions or comments, you're listening to In Focus.